The same thing might be happening when the phone rings, and we think we know who it is, only to find out we were right. When the caller visualizes our face, we feel something. And if our mind is quiet enough, we might get a mental image of who it is. Rupert Sheldrake, one of the most renowned source field investigators in modern times, also has proven the sense of being stared at is indeed genuine in multiple published experiments. The outer limits of shared consciousness. Minor anxiety disorders like nervousness and the inability to concentrate also were measurably improved in Dr. Broad's studies. In an experiment from 1983, Dr. Broad and an anthropologist named Marilyn Schlitz studied a group of highly nervous people, along with a group of calmer people. The nervousness of each group in this case could be directly measured by the amount of electrical activity on their skin. In some cases, the groups were given common relaxation techniques and instructed to calm themselves down. In other cases, Broad and Schlitz tried to calm them down by simply concentrating on them from another room. The originally calm group showed very little change by practicing the exercises or being remote influenced, but the nervous group became much calmer in both cases. Surprisingly, Broad and Schlitz's remote influencing effects upon the nervous group worked almost as well as any relaxation exercises they did for themselves. Similarly, when Broad and Schlitz remotely concentrated on someone in an attempt to help him focus his attention, the subject had an immediate improvement. The people whose minds were the most apt to wander gained the strongest benefits from this process. Thankfully, Broad also found out that we are not helpless against these remote influences. We can shield the ones we don't want. If you visualize a protective shield, a safe, a barrier, or a screen, whatever you feel comfortable with, you can indeed stop these influences from affecting you. The remote influencers did not know which participants were trying to block their thoughts, but the people who did try to shield themselves were successful. Other evidence suggests a positive attitude in life is your best protection, as we will see. The highest coherence wins. Sperry Andrews put together a proposal for a series of 90-second television spots that would demonstrate these collective consciousness experiments to the world for an initial investment of $711,000. The Human Connection Project contends that a significant number of people will share a greater sense of belonging together after watching extensive media announcements and presentations that illustrate this subject. Out of this heightened sense of connection to a larger whole, it is predicted that a new level of shared intelligence, compassion, and creativity will begin to emerge among people. In this proposal, Andrews mentions some startling facts. More than 500 different scientific studies have proven that human consciousness can affect biological as well as electronic systems. And we will learn more about the electronic experiments later on. Schlitz and Onnerton explored 39 different studies during which people successfully shared thoughts and experiences while they were physically separated from one another. The overall probability that these effects were caused by chance alone was less than one part in a trillion. In some studies, ordinary people detected events that had not even happened yet in linear time. In an extremely comprehensive paper on the source field from 2004, Robert Kenny revealed that the Institute of Heart Math developed Grinberg's original discoveries about brain-to-brain entrainment much further. Even when participants were in separate rooms, their heart and brain waves became synchronized or entrained when they had close living or working relationships, or when they felt appreciation, care, empathy, or love toward each other. When people were able to internally entrain their own personal heart and brain waves through meditation and other related techniques, they caused the heart and brain waves of other individuals to entrain with theirs. Entrainment appears to increase attention, to produce feelings of calm and deep connection, and to facilitate teleprehension of each other's sensations, emotions, images, thoughts, and intuitions. There is no turning back. These discoveries are undeniable facts. Our mind-to-mind connection, sharing our thoughts and experiences, has now been proven at odds of more than a trillion to one against chance. Skeptics continue to boldly proclaim that there is no evidence. But perhaps a better phrase to use is, there is no publicity.